Pat Benatar on Houston's Eagle. It's 7:08. You have basically 5 or 6 minutes still to text in the secret keyword to maybe win $1,000. The word is boy, and you want to text that to 70123.
Birthday scam time. Going to call this poor guy.
Yes, this is a classic. It was actually the idea of his stepdaughter. She wanted us to call him.
Tell him that his porch was built inadvertently in the easement.
Uh-oh.
Got to move it. The whole porch.
Another elderly scam victim.
Hello?
Mr. Eusterhall?
Yes.
I'm Mr. Tim Chevalier with the County Building Department.
Yes.
Were you contacted about the porch problem?
No, I wasn't.
Well, as I understand it, I just have the paperwork here. The inspectors have looked at it. Your front porch faces south, is that correct?
That's right.
Well, unfortunately, that runs right over a utility corridor.
You're telling me that when the people that built that damn home had no idea that this was the situation?
Well,
I mean, I didn't build a home. I bought the damn thing.
I can understand that, and maybe they didn't. You know, a lot of people aren't aware. Every home has a utility corridor that runs through it.
So what does that mean? That the porch has to come off? That the house has to come down? What does it mean?
No. As I understand it, the house is back far enough, but that porch has to go.
Well, Christ, that's the front door.
Well,
what do I do? That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard in my life.
I know. I face this all the time, and I feel for you, but it's just, you know, my hands are tied. It's state property. Now, maybe...
How in the hell can they build goddamn homes on state property? I don't get this.
Sir,
this is ridiculous.
It's your property. You understand?
Well, there's got to be some sort of easement there. I mean, you've got 15 feet out to the front deal that line could have come through. I don't get that.
Well, evidently...
I mean, how can they make that kind of a mistake not to know where the boundaries of the state property line are and where the homeowner's line is? That's ludicrous.
Well, it must have been the homeowners. They must have put it up too closer than they needed to.
The homeowners didn't build that home. That was a damn track home. I don't get this at all.
Well, you know, here's the situation. I got to have that porch out there in 24 hours.
In 24 hours? Come on.
Well.
Give me a break.
All right, I'll tell you what. I'll give you 36 hours, but other than that, if it's not out, then the bulldozers come.
I'll have to get a restraining order. That's all there is to it until this gets resolved.
All right.
Because this is ridiculous.
This is ridiculous.
I mean, this is lawsuit situation right here.
This is ludicrous. Why don't we just meet and see if we can't talk this out, all right?
Well, that's fine. I have no problem with that. I'm not upset with you. I'm upset with people that built the home.
You know who you should be upset with? I'll tell you right now, it's Chris Shaw, your stepdaughter.
Are you serious?
She's the one who asked Dean and Raj to call in during the birthday scam on you.
Are you serious? I don't even believe it. Let me put my heart back inside my chest here.
Hey, happy birthday to you. What a great present, huh?
That's what I was thinking.
Dean and Raj, mornings on Houston's Eagle.